BBC News with David Austin. President Obama has confirmed the death of an American aid worker whose killing appeared in a video posted by Islamic State militants. Mr. Obama offered his condolences to the family of Abdurrahman Kasig, also known as Peter. He said the murder was an act of pure evil. David Willis has more.
26-year-old Peter Kasig was abducted in eastern Syria just over a year ago whilst delivering relief supplies to refugees. Last month, he appeared in a video released by Islamic State which showed the beheading of a fellow aid worker, Britain's Alan Henning. Islamic State vowed that Mr. Kasig would be next, and today they released a video which the White House has said confirms his death. President Obama offered his prayers and condolences to Mr. Kasig's family. In the video, Islamic State also warned the United States that it would go on to slaughter soldiers and then slaughter people on the streets.
The parents of Abdurrahman Kasig have said they would like their son to be remembered for his work and the love he shared with friends and family, and not for the manipulative way he was used by his captors. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, said Mr. Kasig had been a compassionate man trying to help the people of Syria. A suicide bomb attack at a popular market in northeastern Nigeria has killed at least 10 people and injured dozens of others. The suicide bomber blew herself up in the town of Azari in Bauchi State. From Lagos, here's Will Ross.
Witnesses say the female suicide bomber targeted a market in the town of Azari, killing customers and traders. Soon afterwards, young men took to the streets and burnt tyres as they accused politicians from all parties of not doing enough to protect the population. This was the third bomb attack on this town in Bauchi State in less than a month. One killed customers queuing at a cash point, and the other targeted a bus station. No group has said it carried out the bombings, but the authorities are in no doubt that the Islamist group Boko Haram is behind them.
Investigators have recovered parts of the wreckage of the Malaysia Airlines plane that was shot down in eastern Ukraine 4 months ago. The middle sections of the aircraft, including the wheels and fuel tanks, were loaded onto flatbed trucks. Nick Thorpe has this report from Kiev.
The wreckage of flight MH17 has finally begun its long journey back to the Netherlands. Almost exactly 4 months after the Malaysian airliner was shot down, fragments of the wreckage were loaded onto trucks under the watchful eyes of Dutch and international investigators. They in turn were closely guarded by armed separatists. According to one Russian media report, more human remains were found under the wreckage. Investigators plan to reassemble parts of the plane and hope the debris will prove once and for all who was responsible.
Nick Thorpe. World News from the BBC. Burkina Faso has taken another step towards a return to civilian rule with the signing of a charter mapping out a year-long transition to elections. The man who seized power on behalf of the army at the end of last month, Lieutenant Colonel Isaac Zida, received loud applause when he signed the document. It was also approved by representatives of Burkina Faso's political parties, civil society groups, and religious leaders at a ceremony in Ouagadougou. A diplomatic row has broken out between Sri Lanka and Norway, the country that facilitated failed peace talks between the island's government and Tamil Tiger rebels a decade ago. In a speech on Saturday, President Mahinda Rajapaksa said he had evidence that Erik Solheim, Norway's former peace envoy to the country, had given money to the Tigers. In response, the Norwegian diplomat said Mr. Rajapaksa was telling lies about him. A French auction house says one of Napoleon's distinctive hats has been sold for $2.2 million at an auction near Paris. The buyer was a South Korean businessman. Hugh Schofield reports.
It had been estimated at €400,000 in the event it went at nearly five times that, a sign of the growing interest in Napoleon memorabilia, especially in countries like Russia, China, and in this case, South Korea. The businessman who bought it said that for him, Napoleon was a pioneer and a symbol. The hat, a bicorne or cocked hat, which Napoleon, unlike everyone else, wore across the head, is one of around 20 examples still in existence. Most of the others are in museums. It's believed to have been worn by him at the Battle of Marengo in 1800, and then acquired shortly afterwards by the head of his veterinary service.
Hugh Schofield reporting. The Swiss tennis star Roger Federer has withdrawn from the end-of-season World Tour final because of injury. He forfeited the final to the world number one, Novak Djokovic. Federer is due to lead the Swiss team in the Davis Cup final next week. And that's the latest BBC.